Jerry Theodoro from the R Street Institute. He's their policy director for finance, insurance, and trade. Jerry, good morning. How are you, sir?
Yes, fine, thank you. Very well. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. Likewise. The question we're asking this morning is about the insurance industry. We're seeing it here in Louisiana, and our insurance commissioner is just doing battle every day to increase the potential number of insurers in the state, especially when it comes to property, because a lot of folks got out of here after Katrina, and it's been a battle since to get them back in. And as we see more and more storms happen, now with Helene going someplace they're not even used to having a hurricane, is this a legitimate question to be asking for everyone for the future? Are we just going to be uninsurable when it comes to our property?
I would say not. The job of the insurance industry is to insure. It puts up its capital against risk.
Right.
That's the nature of their business. So I don't think the insurance industry is going to exit or throw in the towel, because this is the nature of their business.
But we are seeing where there are more claims than before. We are seeing where there are more. Are there more disasters than before? I mean, when you look at that risk versus reward, is risk moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, we've done an extensive study that drew on the findings of 18 meteorologists and organizations. And the overall conclusion is that the frequency of natural catastrophes has not increased. What has increased is the severity, and also these really troubling and enormous floods, the violent rainstorms pelting down, storm surge, feet of water, measured in feet, not inches. So there's more severity. But if we look at a historical, look at the history of those catastrophes, think of, if we go back to 2004, 2005, there were four hurricanes in 2004 that struck Florida. There was Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Jean. And then in 2005, there was Katrina, Rita, and William, Wilma. We call it KRW, those three massive hurricanes. So those 2 years, back to back, we had well over $100 billion of insured losses cumulatively. And the insurance industry did not withdraw. It didn't throw in the towel and give up. But it bounced back in the following year, in 2006, with the formation of new insurance companies with fresh capital. And this has, led to some stability. Now we're in the throes of, two back-to-back hurricanes with Helene and Milton. But one has to also look at what is the insurance industry putting up? How is it dealing with it? And the simplistic thought is, okay, there's so much loss, there's, 25 or 50 billion. We don't know what the number is going to be. But if you look at the layers of protection that the insurance industry has, it's not just the national insurers that also have a footprint in Florida, and the citizens' property, and the Florida domestics, the companies that are relatively new that focus on southeastern risk. You also have reinsurance.
Yes.
There's a mandatory cession to the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund. There are global reinsurers that have a piece of the action in Bermuda and in Lloyd's of London. And you have the European reinsurers, Munich Re, Swiss Re, Hanover, and SCOR. And there's retrocessional reinsurance on top of that. There's a reinsurance for reinsurers. And then you also have third-party capital that's taking the risk and the buying catastrophe bonds, insurance-linked securities. So there's these layers of protection that allow the industry not to take the entire loss on the chin. It's spread around globally with those, those multiple layers of protection and capital.
Well, okay, so Jerry Theodoro from the R Street Institute is our guest. Does that open up another question about not getting stuck in our own bubble about our own type of disasters? Yeah, Florida has hurricanes. You're on here in Louisiana. We saw after Katrina having to create a state insurer of last resort in our own citizens' property insurance. We saw in 2020 where we had so many hurricanes, we ran out of names that had to go to the Greek alphabet. But we can get lost in our own bubble of that. So what you're saying basically is when you broaden this out to just not just insurers but reinsurers, you're welcoming in more people in the mix to help spread the pool even?
That's right. And that's what reinsurance does. It spreads exactly as you said. It spreads the risk. It disperses it globally. If you look at the list of reinsurers that even medium-sized insurers have, it's about 50. Mm-hmm. So a primary insurance company will have about 50 or so reinsurers that are taking a piece of the action, 1%, 2%. And these include the multiple insurers that are in the Lloyd's market. So it really protects the balance sheet and the capital of an insurance company. And even now, you know, after the destruction of Milton, people are wondering whether this is an earnings event or a capital event. Is it something that's just going to take a piece of the earnings out of the results, or is it actually denting the capital in the surplus? So the insurance industry has got substantial amounts of capital that it's putting up against these risks. The capital and surplus of the property casualty industry is $2.5 trillion.
So we're not even close to getting near some kind of being in a warning zone to where the risk versus reward would not be playing out anymore. We're nowhere close to that number, are we?
No, we're not. That's why I differ from the naysayers and the Chicken Littles that are saying the sky is falling and the future is uninsurable. I mean, these catastrophes, as I said, are increasing in severity. They're more expensive, mm-hmm. and especially when you have demand surge. You know, the price of lumber and the materials drives up the cost of the claims. But if we look at the appropriate response, and that is something that Louisiana is already doing in terms of strengthening homes. You know, having a roof strapped onto the frame of a house can cost as little as $1,500. Louisiana has done a great job of picking up from Alabama's program, Strengthen Alabama Homes. Louisiana copied that. That's spreading in Florida also. They've got My Safe Florida Home. So it's about resilience and being able to withstand some of these horrible events and the observance of building codes, not building in harm's way. So these are preventive measures that need to be taken to lessen the impact of future catastrophes.
Talk with Jerry Theodoro from the R Street Institute about the future of property insurance in Louisiana and in America overall. So, Jerry, where do you think this whole, where does the chicken little sky is falling mentality come from for those that would say we have an uninsurable future? What's their motivation here?
Well, it's hard to look inside the hearts of people. I mean, what are they thinking? What's the motivation? But unfortunately, some of it is political. Some of the people that maintain that the insurance industry is not up to the task of insuring against these catastrophes and are the catastrophes exacerbated by climate change have really gone into extreme positions and have resulted in asking for big government, that all the insurance industry can't deal with this, so we need to have government solutions, a federal reinsurance facility. But the reality is that the U.S. government, federal government, is not equipped to create a reinsurance company. Insurance is a highly complex business. It requires expertise and putting together many moving parts. The federal government's insurance programs, like crop insurance and flood insurance, are not managed the way insurance companies ought to be, which is to have risk-adjusted rates. So, which is why I push back against calling for the government intervene in this. I think the insurance industry is capable of doing its job.
Calming words and fantastic insight. Jerry Theodoro, he is with the R Street Institute, heads up issues of finance, insurance, and the like. Jerry, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.